This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, 7 Army reservists have been charged with taking federal money for funerals which never occurred. There appears to be large support for letting soldiers take more liberties with their appearance. And members of Congress want to remove certain defense appointees from the Trump era. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. A federal grand jury has indicted 7 former Army reservists for charging the government for military honors at funeral services that never actually happened. Federal News Network's Jared Serbu has details.
2 of the defendants are police officers for the city of New Orleans. Federal prosecutors say they stole more than $100,000 by claiming Army reimbursement for performing military honors at funerals for soldiers, retirees, and veterans. But the U.S. Attorney's Office says those funerals never actually took place. New Orleans police say the 2 officers have been administratively reassigned while that department conducts its own internal investigation. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
After the Army made huge changes to its grooming standards last week, some soldiers want more change. An online petition advocating soldiers the option to wear a beard has garnered more than 82,000 signatures in less than a week. Many soldiers were expecting the Army to relax standards on beards last week. Currently, soldiers can only wear a beard for religious reasons or if they have sensitive skin that is susceptible to razor bumps and other ailments. Members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus want Trump's legacy gone from a Defense Department commission. Federal News Network Scott Massioni reports.
20 members of Congress want Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to remove Trump-era appointees from the commission to rename military bases. Congress mandated that the Defense Department rename bases honoring Confederate officials. The lawmakers say the 4 commissioners in question were appointed by a then-acting defense secretary who was put in the position by a president who did not support the renaming of the bases. The lawmakers are asking Austin to install a diverse slate of commissioners in their place. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
No surprise, President Biden is withdrawing the budget rescissions his predecessor proposed during his final days in office. President Trump asked Congress to rescind $27 billion from the 2021 budget that members passed into law late last year. Trump's proposal would have gutted the budgets for the Corporation for National and Community Service, National Endowment for the Arts, and several large grant programs at the Education Department, Agriculture Department, and others. Biden withdrew a total of 73 proposed rescissions. Former Energy Department employees and contractors too often have access to systems and the agency longer than they should. The Energy Inspector General found Energy's controls for terminating a security clearance and smart identity card access for separated employees is falling short of policy requirements. Auditors say 2/3 of employee PIV cards were not manually destroyed, and about 1/3 of employees' security clearances were not terminated within 4 days of separation. The IG made 5 recommendations, and Energy plans to address most of them by October. The Veterans Affairs Department isn't doing its best job weeding out the bad apples from its signature community care program. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
The VA excludes its own former physicians who provided poor care from later serving in its community care program. But providers who were removed before 2019 might still be part of the program. The Government Accountability Office identified over 200 former VA providers who may have fallen through the cracks. GAO says VA should ensure its contractors are constantly checking into their providers and their credentials. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
DHS is looking for help to meet an OMB deadline from 2018. Federal News Network's Jason Miller brings us the details.
The Homeland Security Department dropped the ball to move to an electronic invoicing system by 2018 as required by the Office of Management and Budget. But that doesn't mean all hope is lost. DHS released a sources sought notice asking for industry feedback on using machine learning, artificial intelligence, and other technologies to process high volumes of transactions more efficiently. DHS outlines 5 tasks it potentially wants services around, including automated workflow, robotics process automation, data analytics, and dashboards. Responses to the source assault notice are due by February 8th. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The House Homeland Security Committee names new leaders to its subcommittees. New York Congresswoman Yvette Clark will serve as chairwoman of the Cybersecurity, Infrastructure, and Innovation Subcommittee. Florida Congresswoman Val Demings will serve as the head of the Emergency Preparedness, Response, and Recovery Subcommittee. And New Jersey Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman will lead the Transportation and Maritime Security Subcommittee. And congressional scrutiny of Postal Service leadership intensifies as the agency sees more mail and package delays. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Virginia Senators Tim Kaine and Mark Warner ask Postmaster General Louis DeJoy what steps the agency is taking to improve on-time delivery now that its holiday surge is over. USPS data shows that only about half of first-class mail arrived on time in certain parts of Virginia last December. Meanwhile, Congressman Tim Ryan asks President Joe Biden to fire the entire USPS Board of Governors in response to these delays. The board currently has three vacant seats. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our Coronavirus Resource page. I'm Eric White.